come early and just kind of spend a little time with God and really seek what he wants me to say. And this morning I got up here, and what I want to talk to you about right now is distractions that God uses in our lives. I've been watching college basketball all weekend, and some of you, I don't know if you're college basketball fans, but I've been watching it all weekend, and I'm so excited about today because the NCAA tournament brackets come out, and that may mean nothing to some of you, but I'm obsessed. And for some reason this morning, I got to thinking about how many possible NCAA tournament scenarios there are. And being the dork that I am, I'm trying to calculate how many possible NCAA tournament scenarios are. So I know that it's a lot, and I figure out using math that it's 2 to the 64th power. So I'm trying to calculate this, and I was over here, there's a little student council lounge, and I'm looking around for a calculator, and there's a drawer in there that says clipboards and calculators on it, and I looked in it, and it should just say clipboards on the drawer because there are no calculators. So I'm writing this down, so I'm like, okay, I can figure this out. I've got a calculator on my phone, and I'm doing 2 times 2 times 2 over and over again, and I found out that you're limited on your cell phone to 10 digits. So I got to 10 digits, and it wouldn't let me go any farther. So I actually called my wife at home and had her calculate it on a calculator. And if you go, there's a big number on there. This is actually how many different possible scenarios there are in the NCAA tournament. So that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, except that I came up here early to spend time with God. And you can go ahead and skip to, it's one of the last slides. It's Luke 10, 30 through 34. I came this morning to really seek what God wanted me to talk about, and this is what Satan used to distract me from that. And what we were going to talk about this morning, we're kind of running out of time, so I think in two weeks from now, I'm going to come and talk about practical ways that you can serve four different types of people in your life. But what I want to talk to you about this morning is distractions. The things that keep us from serving, I know the things that keep me from serving, are just distractions. You know, when I'm walking down the hallway at work, which is kind of like you guys walking down the hallway at school, there are so many people around me. There's people hurting everywhere in our lives. And there's so many opportunities to serve. And God's going to give us opportunities to serve him. But for some reason, we always have our mind on something else. Usually it's ourself. Maybe it could be any number of things. Maybe it's college basketball. Maybe it's, you know, the grade you possibly just made on the test. We have so many distractions that Satan uses to keep us from looking at the people around us. And all God wants us to do is to take our eyes off of those distractions and to look for the opportunities we have to serve. In Luke 10, Jesus is asked a question. There's some people that he's teaching, and he's asked, you know, who is my neighbor? Because everybody by that time knew that Jesus' teaching was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two greatest commandments. And so these people are trying to figure this out, and some of the Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus and get him to contradict himself. So they say, all right, Jesus, well, who's my neighbor? And instead of answering them directly, here's the parable that he tells. He said that a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. So basically, this guy has just been beaten and left half dead on the side of the road. And you say, well, I don't usually pass people in the hallway that have just been beat up and stripped of their clothes and are laying there half dead. I mean, maybe you have before, but you usually don't do that. But what this should represent in our lives is people that are hurting. You know, maybe there's somebody you're passing in the hallway that their dad has just raked them over the coals that morning on the way to school, and they're just really feeling down on themselves. Or maybe they just made an F on a test they had studied a lot for, and they know when they get home they're going to get in trouble. Or maybe their boyfriend just broke up with them, or, you know, something like that. People are hurting all around us in our lives. And I think that's what this represents. This guy that it's been robbed, that's what that represents. And it said that a priest happened to be going down the same road. And my first thought when I read that is, well, great. You know, that's, you know, a priest is going to do something about this. So a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. So these two guys just pass by. They see this guy all, you know, beaten up and bloody, and they pass by on the other side. And there's so many reasons that they could have passed by, but all of those different reasons are distractions. They were distracted from helping this guy because they had something that they thought was more important to do. But a Samaritan, and as I discussed, if you were here last week, we talked a little bit about Samaritans. Samaritans were pretty much like considered the low of the low as far as the classes then. They were considered half-breeds. So, you know, this guy, you know, is one of the outcasts of society. But he wasn't distracted. He was focused on the right thing. As he traveled, came near where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. So when he saw him, he cared about him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. So Jesus asked, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. See, guys, we walk around, and there, like I said, there are people all around us that are hurting. There's so many distractions. We're always focused on something else. And what Jesus is saying here is, quit looking at yourself. Quit looking at, you know, what you have to do tonight, what you have to do next weekend, and really live for the present, in the moment, and always be looking around for, you know, people that you can help, for people that you can serve. You know, and one thing I want to challenge you to do, and this is something that me and the guys that I'm in community with, that we're really processing through right now, is how do we live for today? How do we live in our lives today and find ways to serve God every day? And I think we have to be in constant community with God. You know, when you get up and you leave to walk to your next class, you know, be praying, God, help me to find somebody that I can serve and help as I'm walking from this class to the next. You know, when you go to soccer practice or, you know, basketball practice or, you know, any of your practices, you know, look for someone on your team. You know, pray on your way to your practices. God, help me find somebody here that I can serve today. Help me find an opportunity to serve you. Help me look for somebody who's hurting. Because God has put those people all around us, and he's put opportunities in our lives to really help people and serve them. Like I said, in 2 weeks, we're going to look at practical ways. You know, what does that actually look like? Between now and then, I want you guys to think about the distractions. Look for ways that Satan's distracting you. I almost started laughing this morning when I realized what was happening when I was doing all those calculations. It was Satan trying to keep me from focusing on the most important thing. You know, my God's goal for me this morning was to come here and serve you guys, and Satan was wanting me to focus on something completely different. And that happens all the time in our lives. So I just want to challenge you this week to look for opportunities where you can serve people, and then in 2 weeks we're going to come back and talk about what are those opportunities, what do they actually look like, and how can we serve the different people in our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all the kids in this room. God, and I thank you for that you have defeated Satan, and he tries to throw all these distractions in front of us, but that you've defeated him and that we can have victory in you. God, and I ask that you help all of us this week to look for opportunities to serve you, because there's people that you've put in our lives, and I just ask that you open up our hearts and our eyes and help us to look for them. In your name I pray, amen.